SA Diary.
And we're talking 27 for Freedom, a festival of events dedicated to the life of Nelson Mandela, taking place at Drakenstein Correctional Services, where the former statesman spent the last 18 months, I think, of his incarceration at a prison that is now known as Drakenstein Correctional Services, but before as Victor Verster. Joining me on the line is the organizer of the 27 for Freedom, Manfred Jacobs. Manfred, it's lovely to chat to you again. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a special year. Nelson Mandela would have turned 100 this year, which I imagine makes your festival that much more special this year.
That's correct. A very significant and obviously great responsibility, because the call this year is we need to become the legacy, you know. And that's why when we set out right at the beginning, we said we need a bouquet of events to do justice to Madiba's legacy. So hence we have a two-week-long program, and we basically cover sports and arts and culture, education, and then of course our main event that will be the 27 for Freedom race.
Before we talk about the race itself, give us some of the highlights over the 2 weeks of those sporting, arts and culture events that you've put together.
Certainly. We start off this coming Saturday with the Mandela Centenary Soccer Challenge, where we will see 8 clubs competing for the honors. And then we the following Saturday, there's the Rugby Sevens. There we will see 18 teams, which basically will be both senior clubs as well as primary and secondary schools. And then during on the same day of Saturday the 3rd, we will also have the 27-minute aside chess challenge, which is a very unique competition. And last year we saw even some Russian master chess players. And so we expect around about 200 chess players ascending to Drakenstein. And then the week following, the 5th to 8th of February, there's a very special arts exhibition, Open Mic Poetry and Creative Writing Challenge. We had a group of experts that will come here, and they will actually facilitate a lot of workshops with children from our valley, as well as some inmates will be involved. And then on the Tuesday the 6th, we will have our very first inter-university colloquium, and we are super proud having this year at the University of the Western Cape at the Senate Hall. And the discussion, a robust discussion on education as well as transformation, that will take place. And then on the 8th, a Thursday, there will be a seminar on sports, all councils and federations, and hopefully some sports personalities in the Western Cape. Again, here at our venue, discussions on sport, how will we take sports forward, again, the issue of transformation and so forth. And then on the 9th of February, the Friday, a wonderful boxing challenge where we will see 27 fights. We have juniors, we have elites, we have females and cadets, so it's going to be a wonderful spectacle. And then the main event, that will be on the 10th of February, that will be the 9th time that we have the Freedom Race. So we have a 5K walk, a 10K run, as well as a very iconic 27-kilometer run. So people can come here. I can definitely tell from the interest. It's going to be a huge day. We expect a lot of people. And similarly, we will have a Freedom Concert on the very same day. That's free of any charge. And we are really hoping this year to have some of the best in the industry here at Drakenstein. And on the Sunday the 11th, of course, exactly 28 years ago that Madiba walked out of our gates, we will end the afternoon with a gospel afternoon. Going to be just fantastic. So in a nutshell, that's basically the program.
And I am going to invite listeners to go to 27forfreedom.co.za, the numericals 2 and 7, 27forfreedom.co.za. Number one, if you're intending to be part of that Freedom Run Walk on the 10th of February, you only have 6 days left to enter. So please make sure that you do. As Manfred just said a moment ago, it is getting and generating quite a lot of interest. Manfred, it sounds like a packed festival then.
Definitely packed festival, I can tell you, and the interest not from only South Africans, but even people from abroad. You know, we are getting phone calls almost on a daily basis. Some of the tourists, others, they're still in their countries saying, you know, we read about this on the internet and we would love to come out here. So this is very important for us. We are working very closely with the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and we have a very special, the special centenary logo, basically, on all of our stuff. And for every person, be it in the Freedom Race or the other activities, will receive a very special a medal this year. All of them gold, so it's going to be fantastic. And you can even look at, you know, online, we have special attire. So we're asking people to just come out here and just stay in the fun.
It's going to be an amazing day. Thank you very much indeed, Manfred Jacobs, the organizer of 27 for Freedom. And that is the name of the website, 27forfreedom.co.za, for more details on the festival.